Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond. And before we get to the... Tybee Island Police Blotter for this week, we do have to talk about some unfortunate news, right, Crystal?
It's very unfortunate for you. They canceled the Irish Heritage Parade.
It's what some may call devastating to me.
I know. It was supposed to happen tomorrow, Saturday, March the 9th, but it's not.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen. And I have to say that I am a little upset. I know a lot of my friends are huge fans of it, and it's a very big deal for this area, the St. Patrick's Day Parade that happens in Savannah. But Tybee has its own parade as well, and there are quite a few people that attend that, including the Junkanoos. The only part of the parade I like.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really excited about it personally, but I know that a lot of people are, because we have a lot of people that are Irish.
Yes.
And they may just do it renegade style.
They did say that. We're going to get the renegade parade crew together. You know, the RPC, which is what they did that one year. They canceled the parade and they just went and did it anyway.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this unfolds. This may be good for the blotter for in the upcoming weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what will be good for the blotter. Are we talking about what just happened up by the Lazaretto Creek in this blotter?
It is.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say it yet then.
I said yes. It's on the script.
It's on the script. If you could just read it. Well, before we go any further, I just want to say we made some changes at the podcast. Mm-hmm. You may have heard us say that we have a green screen. Well, Crystal's been telling me she wanted to get a ring light because she wanted her eyes to look pretty. And
that's not the reason. I think it just makes people look better overall.
We're going to find out, but I will tell you one thing. There's no way of knowing why you're doing this.
Oh, what it's going to look like.
Because we're both blind right
now. Yeah,
we
can't look towards the camera very well.
Can't see a thing. We were talking about the roadblock that they've got, which is not really a roadblock so much as it is a DUI checkpoint, I think. And they announced it several days in advance, mm-hmm. and they put it on their Facebook page. And we checked the Google Maps, which shows traffic recently, and it's like this dark red line coming on the island. So I'm sure the blotter's probably just from that event alone going to have quite a few things on it.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to try to leave the island today. I wouldn't anyway, but I knew better.
I wouldn't either. It's just not worth the risk.
I think getting off was easy, but getting back on the island was like a pain.
Yeah, that's from the red line, I would say.
I saw someone did a video, and like every single police car, and we have more than you would think here. They were all lined up, and I guess they were stopping each person and checking for substances unknown.
You know, odors that may be emitting from various orifices and or cars, windows, peoples, things of that nature.
With that in mind, let's get into this thing.
Let us do that.
On Monday, February 19th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle after spotting the driver holding his cell phone. A violation of Georgia's hands-free law.
Did they not see the very big LED signs that we have all the way coming in the island? You know what I'm talking about? It says, we are a hands-free state.
They didn't read that. Because they were looking at their phone.
They were too busy reading their phones. They were flying down the road.
While speaking with the driver, the officer was able to smell an odor of marijuana emitting from within the vehicle. A subsequent search based on probable cause revealed both a small amount of marijuana and a plastic bag containing a white powdery residue.
It's a song as old as time, right?
During the course of the subsequent investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle while under the influence and also this unknown substance. He was then placed under arrest when charged with hands-free violation and DUI, less safe.
It's like we saw him with the phone in his hand and we said, did you not see the multiple signs? He's like, I'm sorry, officer. I was too busy being high. You know, as you do. I mean, we're going to the beach. We got to be high and drunk, right?
On Wednesday, February 21st, officers responded to Savannah Beach Nursing Home in reference to a missing 72-year-old patient. Our team searched the streets and beach while also reaching out to social and mainstream media outlets. After receiving a tip later that evening, our team responded to the area of nearby rails and trails where they found the missing man sleeping on a picnic table. He was then transported to a local hospital by emergency medical personnel as a precautionary measure. So that's all the way down, you know, by the, what's the name of that place that we never have been?
That we've never been? He went all the way off the island?
Yeah, that Rails and Trails is that where the railroad used to come through.
Are you sure that's where it is?
That's the Rails
and
Trails.
How did that guy stagger out there? That's a long walk.
He must be
in
good shape to be 72. That's why it took all day to find him.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad they found him alive.
I know.
Because that road is just treacherous to drive on, let alone walk over that bridge.
I'm pretty sure that's where Rails and Trails because of the... I don't know.
I would have thought it would have been the park right beside it where they have the disc golf course.
I think they would have found him quickly if that were the case.
Well, he might have been wearing camouflage, Crystal. You never know. Sometimes things are weird.
Well, I saw it happening on Facebook, and it was scary, but I'm glad he was fine.
That is good to know.
He must have just wanted to go for a walk.
Sounds like it.
On Thursday, February 22nd, while on patrol, one of our officers encountered a man who was so intoxicated he was barely able to stand.
I could go find six of those people right now.
I know some of those people right now.
I may be one of them.
While speaking with the officer, the man was unable to provide a coherent answer as to where he was staying for the evening.
Which is also not unusual for any given person you run into in a bar, right?
When asked about his friends, the man indicated that they left him to, quote, go smoke weed on the beach, end quote.
Mm.
As the officer continued in his attempts to help this man find his way home, he continued to be met with vague answers, and the man's expressed desire to smoke weed on the beach with his friends.
I need you to reunite us. Reunite us.
Realizing that the man's level of intoxication made him a danger to himself or others, the officer placed him under arrest for disorderly conduct. He just wanted the officer to help him find his friends.
He's like, look, my bros are down on the beach, and they got a very special party going on that I need to attend.
On Friday, February 23rd, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having an obscured license plate. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver's license was suspended. He was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly.
What does that mean? Is that like when people would put the tent over the license plates? You know how people used to do that? Like the way you tent the window with the tent license plate? For looks, maybe? Maybe they're trying to obscure it so that the traffic cameras can't get good pictures of the plate when they go roaring by them.
That's true.
We've got so many cameras put up now. They say they're not used for traffic control, but, you know, I don't trust the government. I just don't.
On Monday, February 26th, officers were asked to be on the lookout for a subject involved in a previous call at a local motel. If found, the man was to be served with criminal trespass paperwork, officially notifying him that he was banned from the property. While on patrol, an officer saw the man walking through Memorial Park. When the man spotted the officer, however, he immediately ran away.
Jesus,
it's
the buzz.
That's not obvious, is it?
It's not at all, and, you know, indicating there may be issues with the law.
Shortly thereafter, a second officer located the man, who again ran away. Officers continued to patrol the area until they once again spotted the man, who had managed to get himself trapped after running into a dead end.
This is really starting to sound like a Chuck Norris movie.
When asked why he ran, the man indicated that he, quote, thought he was in trouble, end quote. That's the first thing I assume when I see a police officer.
I always run from officers.
I was like,
every time
obviously I did something wrong.
That would be kind of interesting, though, if we were out at a bar like Sandbar. You know, the cops come there sometimes as part of their patrol and their foot patrol duties. And like, you sit there and then all of a sudden we could work it out. We're like, they're running. I'd be like, Crystal, they found us. And we just both run out of the bar. Just run.
Oh, we'd get arrested.
But we didn't do anything. Just run.
And we would get arrested.
It would be interesting to see how they handled that.
He was then placed under arrest for obstruction, served with the criminal trespass paperwork, and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center.
I guess he was right.
I guess he was
right. He was in trouble.
On Thursday, February 27th, officers responded to a local rental property in reference to damages. While speaking with our team, the caller pointed out holes in a wall and door, which had allegedly been caused by a recent guest. The property manager reported that he had been in contact with the guest, who had agreed to pay for some of the damages. I thought it was going to be all of it.
I told him I'd give him $15, and that's cash, most of it.
A report was filed for documentation. Like, if you caused the holes in the wall, why would you pay for it?
You know what the ad says? It says, just because you did it don't mean you're guilty. Yeah.
Officers responded to a local nursing home in reference to a patient who was reported to have brought contraband into the facility.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
While speaking with our team, the administrator pointed out a small amount of marijuana, several cigarette lighters, shot-sized bottles of whiskey.
He sounds like your kind of guy.
A pill crusher containing white powder and a folding knife. They was about to throw down at the nursing home.
We going to have us a party.
Maybe that's why that other guy left. He didn't want to be a party to this.
Either that or he was too much of a party to this and he didn't know where he was going.
Officers then spoke to the patient in question, who admitted that he wasn't supposed to have the items on the property.
You mean I can't have my crushed pills around here? What is this country coming to?
All the contraband was then taken into police custody and deposited into our evidence room with the drugs and alcohol marked for destruction.
And I don't need to ask the question this time because one of our listeners told us previously exactly how that operates. Yeah. So I'm very impressed to have a very limited knowledge of how things work.
On February
29th.
On Wednesday, February 28th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having a license plate obscured by a dark tinted cover.
Oh, there's more
than
one. This is the
second one.
This is another violation.
While speaking with the driver, the officer learned that his license was suspended. He was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly.
This sounds like the exact same report as the other one.
It was almost the same. The other one was obscured. This one was a tint.
It says obscured by a dark tinted cover.
But the other one didn't say that.
I thought it did.
No.
It turns out there's just
It just says obscured license plate. It doesn't say by a tinted cover.
Yeah, there's so much rampant crime.
And he had a different, he had a driver's license suspended. This one.
The first one.
Also had a license suspended. So that goes hand in hand, I guess.
It does go hand in hand. They're probably related.
That's probably his brother.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
On Thursday, February 29th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for a defective taillight. While speaking with the driver, the officer noted that the vehicle's window tint was darker than allowed by Georgia law. He also noticed the smell of marijuana emitting from within. When asked, the driver admitted to smoking a joint. A subsequent search of the vehicle, based on probable cause, revealed a small amount of marijuana. During the course of the investigation, officers found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle all under the influence of drugs.
Oh, no.
He was then placed under arrest and charged with taillight violation, window tint violation, and DUI drugs.
Wow. It's just
drugs.
Drugs. These streets are just unsafe, is what she's saying. There's so much marijuana and other things of that nature.
On Saturday, March 2nd, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having defective brake lights. A check of the vehicle's license plate revealed that the registered owner also had a warrant for his arrest.
As it just tends to happen, you know?
While speaking with the occupants, the officer recognized one of the passengers as the wanted man. He was then placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center to answer for his non-local warrant.
I wonder what that was for.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was like a violent crime or maybe he
Probably just skipped a parole violation or something.
Or whatever it is those people do when dog the bounty hunter has to come get them, you know?
That hasn't come on in years. I don't know what happens when he comes.
Well, it's the last show I watched like that, so it's all I got reference for.
Officers responded to an address on 2nd Avenue in reference to a possible burglary. While speaking with our team, the caller stated that there was what he believed to be blood spread throughout the house.
This sounds serious.
Further investigation revealed that the substance actually appeared to be iodine. While walking through the residence with our team, the caller pointed out that the suspects or suspects... One or the other. They're either plural.
There could be plural.
Had broken windows, ceiling fans, light switches, and damaged a thermostat. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone with pertinent information is asked to contact our detective's office.
By calling 912-786-5600. If you know anything.
It won't be necessary because the crime has been solved.
Don't call that number.
Actually, you met these people the other day. Remember when I went to Martini Monday?
You met the people that the place got smashed?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she was telling me all about the iodine that they thought was blood.
Oh, okay. So you have insider information.
Right. And what also happened in that case was they stole their guns and they drove to Florida and they stole a car in Savannah, drove down to Florida, tried to pawn the guns, and obviously were arrested when you try to pawn a stolen gun.
Even I know you don't do that.
Yeah, so that crime has been solved.
You sell the guns in the alleyway. You don't sell them at a pawn shop. Come on.
On Sunday, March 3rd, officers received a call from a man who reported that his bicycle had been stolen from the area of 14th Street that same morning. Later that day, the man called back to inform us that he found his bicycle and did not want the police to take any further action. maybe I left it somewhere.
I need some help. Somebody has stolen my bike. Oh, it's me.
A report was filed and the case was closed. And code enforcement has been really quiet. Usually there's a whole bunch of stuff they're writing people up for. The only thing that happened the last 2 weeks was one count of overnight camping in parking lot. Now, I'm just imagining it's like a tent. Like, I know it's probably...
I see it as a humongous RV.
An RV, but I know.
You know we've got signs out here saying you cannot park an RV.
I know.
Like, specifically saying that in
but
several
I'm
parking
just
lots.
Seeing, like, people setting up a tent, and then they've got a campfire going right in
somebody's
the middle.
Somebody's got an acoustic guitar playing Beach Boys music.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's just
and they're
what
dancing
I'm,
around with hula skirts and, like, a what do you call those things?
A luau.
A lei. They have leis on. No. Like, the whole thing's going
no,
on.
No, I don't see it that far.
You don't see it that
I
way.
See it like a Budweiser commercial.
Oh.
You know, where the bros.
Yeah. And then, like, the horses come running down the beach through the water and the waves. And
absolutely.
That's exactly how I picture it as well. Then they chain the horses up to the RV and they take it out.
No, that is not my visualization.
Well, it turns
at all.
Out we live in different universes.
Apparently.
Okay, so it's a rather short police blotter this week because not much went on, which I guess we should kind of be thankful for, right? I mean,
yeah,
you don't want
we don't want a lot of crime, I guess.
However, we're going to do something we don't typically do, and we're going to branch out just a little bit because this is in the city of Savannah, and it's a crazy story that just happened, and it involves a celebrity.
It
so why don't
does.
You tell us about that?
So Justin Bieber's sister-in-law is Alea, and she is Alea Baldwin Arenal.
You noticed the name Baldwin.
Yeah, so she is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin, who's an actor.
Yes.
You might remember him.
You might remember him from such movies as...
I don't know what... We've seen some movies with him
One of those
past.
Movies that Baldwin starred in.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin's brother.
Yes.
So she was in a nightclub in Savannah, Club Elan, and it's downtown on Bay Street, I believe. And she tried to force her way into an employee-only bathroom, and the female bartender tried to stop her. So this lady took out her...
It's almost like she doesn't want to say this.
I know. She took out her tampon, the used tampon, and threw it at the girl. Threw it at the bartender.
Yes. That's really bad. I don't know
how drunk and crazy do you have to be? That is just terrible.
I can't imagine, but it gets better, actually. Why did she do that?
I told you, because they wouldn't let her go into the bathroom.
No, but what was her reasoning for it? Not the reason it actually happened, but what she said in her defense.
Well, she says that she was trying to defend herself, but that's not what she's defending herself about, because she pulled the hair of one of the security guards, and then she, I think, kneed him in the crotch or kicked. Yeah, kicked him at security personnel because they were trying to remove her from the club. And then Savannah police came, and she says she's defending herself because they're, you know, taking her out, basically, manhandling her.
Which is what you do with a drunk person who's belligerent.
Yeah, when you ask them to leave.
Regardless of their celebrity status.
At first, she denied it, but then she admitted that she did. In fact, throw that at the bartender.
They probably have footage of it happening, too.
I'm
and somebody
sure.
had to watch that. And that's disturbing, especially coming from a girl who's the daughter of the man, who I looked it up while you were talking, who starred in quite possibly one of the most pinnacle films of our time, The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas from 2000.
Oh, I know him from The Usual Suspects.
He is from The Usual Suspects, but I was talking about like the actual movie that made him famous.
Oh my gosh. No one has ever seen that.
I didn't know that
No
existed.
One's watched it.
Oh, well, that story's crazy.
What else is he in?
Oh, he's also in 8 Seconds, Threesome, and Biodome.
Oh, yeah, I remember Threesome. Oh, and Biodome. That's one of the first movies we saw, Biodome.
Is that the one with Pauly Shore?
It is. It was so stupid.
I did not enjoy Pauly Shore,
like it.
So I don't really have a good memory of this movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it. But apparently he raised his daughter to be extremely classy.
Yeah. This may not be a reflection on him, but this is a story that you can use to say, don't get so drunk when you're out in public that you remove personal hygiene products and toss them at people.
I don't think I could get that drunk.
I don't even know how that would happen, but it does sound like something that could happen in Chatham County.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm really shocked it didn't happen on Tybee, honestly.
That it doesn't happen nightly.
That is a very Tybee-sounding crime.
It does sound like something that would happen, and then they'd get in a fight, and then it would devolve.
The bartender wouldn't just call the police. She'd beat the crap out of them, and then While someone else calls the police. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like the other bartender has to pull, or the bar back would have to pull the bartender off of the suspect while the cops come, and everyone in the bar would get arrested.
Yeah. Including us for just sitting there.
we would be arrested. It would be great. Maybe that'll happen to us.
I mean, because we see a lot of things happen. Like we sit there at night and just watch people. It's really
people
fun.
People watching in a bar is a lot of
fun. It's a lot of fun here. We see the craziest things.
We indeed do. We should start talking about some
of
the stuff.
We really should just like bar talk.
We ought to add that to the police blotter.
Yeah, bar talk.
Like the way we do what we're watching on our normal episodes on this, maybe we could be like bar talk. And we'd be like, this is what happened to us this week.
Yeah, we should just start keeping a log, because every week it seems like there's something interesting going on with random people that we see.
Yeah, tourists. I almost got two of my friends arrested because I told them to arm wrestle in a bar. And then the bartender, who we all know each other, saw them doing that. And he didn't realize who they were because they were dressed like hillbillies. And he's
no. At first, they were both wearing matching flannel shirts.
Yeah.
And not intentionally. They just happened to show up that way.
It was identical and the same color hat.
Yeah. So the bartender had seen them dressed alike. And then they took those shirts off and tied them around their waist to be cooler, apparently. And then they were arm wrestling because Brett told them to.
I said to arm wrestle.
And so then the bartender looked over and he was like, oh, I thought y'all were just two hillbillies wrestling and arm wrestling in my bar.
I was about to say, no, yeah, it's not here. You're going to call the cops.
Yeah, so it's always not this crazy, not like down at Club Eland.
Although, maybe starting now, the tourist season is picking up, so I feel like the blotter's going to get longer.
I think it will.
So keep listening for that, and we'll keep you updated as time progresses. And I don't know what our main episode's going to be this week, but I'm sure it's going to be really interesting, so stick around.
It'll be
around.
A surprise to him and you guys.
It will be a surprise to me, because I literally don't know what's going on half the time.
You never know what's going on.
I do not. And with that, we will bid you adieu. Bye.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.